Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger. Today is March 30th, 2025. In this report, we'll be taking a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for April 2025. But before we begin, an important message. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. Okay, so first up, something all astrologers have been biting their nails about lately. It's the train wreck of planets now in progress in the early degrees of sidereal Pisces. I've mentioned this in past reports, and now here we are. This five-planet pileup has been building during the month of March, and now, with Saturn coming into Pisces on Saturday, March 29th, the pattern is complete. Here's a magnified view of where the action is happening so you can get a better sense of how close all of the participants are to each other. At the end of March, Saturn is at 0 degrees Pisces, Rahu is at 3 degrees Pisces, retrograde Venus is also at 3 degrees Pisces, retrograde Mercury and Neptune are at 5 degrees Pisces. So, everyone is compressed into a span of just 5 degrees. In other words, a tight conjunction of 5 astrology factors, 2 of them retrograde, and the other 3 fall into the class of natural malefics, in other words, capable of doing harm. Now, if this pileup of planets were just going to be around for a few days and then break up, we could predict maybe a single bad event, like the recent devastating earthquake in Myanmar. But due to the fact that they are all moving very, very slowly, 2 of them because of retrograde motion and 3 because they are natural slow movers, this planetary pattern will persist for weeks. Here's the chart for mid-April. A couple of planets have changed position relative to each other, and Mercury and Venus are no longer retrograde, but everybody is still fighting for breathing room. And here's the chart for the end of April, and we can see that only Mercury has broken away, although still in the same sign, but the other 4 participants, Neptune, Venus, Saturn, and Rahu, remain in a tight conjunction crammed into a space of only 4 degrees. So we can surmise that this multi-planet conjunction becomes a main feature of the astrology energy pattern for April. What do we get when retrograde Mercury, retrograde Venus, Neptune, Rahu, and Saturn are all on top of each other? Well, a lot of confusion for one. Both Rahu and Neptune are themselves signifiers of confusion. Rahu, because as an eclipse point, it can obscure things. Neptune, as the planet of illusions and deception, has confusion as one of its main characteristics. Now, add in retrograde Mercury and retrograde Venus. Mercury has been retrograde since mid-March, and will continue to be retrograde through the first week of April. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, communications, and making decisions. When it is retrograde, Mercury's natural significations get distorted. Communications get screwed up. People are irrational. Bad decisions get made. Mercury is the planet of messaging. When it is retrograde, the messaging isn't going to work so well. Add to retrograde Mercury, Venus retrograde. This is the planet of relationship, values, agreement, finances, guidance, And when it is retrograde, these areas of life get messed up. Combine all that with retrograde Mercury and with the confusion and deception of Rahu and Neptune, and we can see that this is not going in a good direction. And now, add in the final component of this planetary train wreck, Saturn, the planet of the established order, the planet of obligation, structure, and dependability. When Saturn gets mixed up with two signifiers of confusion and two retrograde planets that we normally can count on for our normal daily operations, things can go off the rails. It can even create a crisis. It's the planet of harsh realities, and it's going to make it all very real during April. In the Vedic astrology chart of the USA, this pileup of planets in Pisces affects the fourth house, the sector that stands for the lands of the country and the people who live on the land, in other words, the common people. Well, the common people have been complaining about their economic problems for some time now, and being generally dissatisfied. And now, with Saturn, the reality check planet, coming into play, it looks like the common people are going to take a hit. In other words, it's about to get much worse. Understandably, the people are going to be upset. In personal charts, keep an eye on the sector where the sign Pisces resides. This area of your life, as signified by the meanings of the house, will be under considerable pressure during April. By way of example, here's Donald Trump's chart. We see that the Pisces conglomeration is going to be in his eighth house transit for him, the eighth house of secret actions, chronic problems, finances with others, big changes in your life, and scandal and humiliation. Another notable planetary pattern that begins at the beginning of April is Mars transiting in Cancer, starting on April 2nd. This is the second transit of Mars into Cancer. The first was back in October of last year. Mars, at that time, only got partway into Cancer and then went retrograde on December 6th. Mars next retrograded back into Gemini on January 20th, finished its retrograde at the end of February, and now Mars is leaving Gemini and returning to Cancer, and this time for a full transit. Normally it takes Mars 6 weeks to transit through a sign, but since it's still not quite up to normal forward speed after finishing its retrograde, Mars will be in Cancer for 8 weeks until June 6th. Mars doesn't like being in Cancer. In fact, this is considered to be Mars's sign of debilitation. That means that Mars behaves badly in this sign. Since Mars is the planet of force and aggression and even violence, this is cause for concern. Cancer is an emotional water sign, ruled by astrology's most variable significator, the moon. Like the moon, Cancer is unstable and very reactive. Cancer is also the sign of nurturance. It's the compassionate mother sign. Obviously, Mars, planet of force and aggression and combat, is not suited to the sign of nurturance and compassion. Mars is action, and Mars is assertive. Cancer is based in the emotions. Also, the Mars qualities of impatience and haste in this reactive sign tend to come out as emotional outbursts, anger, and so on. For an example that we can all witness, here again is Donald Trump's chart. Cancer is his 12th house sign. The 12th house covers such things as the unknown and the subconscious. Mars, the planet of anger in the house of the subconscious, is potentially self-destructive. Mars, the planet of violence in the 12th house of hidden actions, gets interpreted as an attack from a hidden enemy. Notice that Trump has two of his primary planets, Saturn and Venus, right at the beginning of Cancer. The potential for events in his life to occur as soon as Mars enters Cancer is fairly high. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for April 2025. And here's a description of what's coming up in April's weekly videos. April 6th, Mars is transit in Cancer, and the analysis for each rising sign chart. April 13th, the effects of planetary patterns on world events and politics. April 20th, Elon Musk's astrology chart, analysis and predictions. April 27th, a preview of planetary patterns for May 2025. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to April's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link to each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.